Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing.
Thank you.
your neighbor, I am convinced that God will show up when you need it, when you want it, when you want it.
John P. King. Oh, my God. Yeah. Show up. That's the way to wake them up, David Arnett, Terry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good
Thank
morning,
you.
Organic
you turned me on to
Club. Damn, yeah. My God. The Reverend John P. King. Everything
yeah,
that man touches.
Exciting.
It's praise. It's
yeah.
praise. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy that you guys showed up with us this morning, those that got up early and those that got up mid-morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And this is probably, what, we're talking about, this is probably the last show for a little while because our marvelous David Arnett Cherry is going on an adventure. Hopefully he'll take time out and maybe, just maybe, enlighten us with his presence and we'll jump in on. Before, I think it'll be about to September, right, David? You'll be on your
Yeah, I think
adventure.
It's September, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
So,
you know, many things to
we're
come.
We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss everybody, and especially you, Hummingbird. But see.
Yes. And you got your Doozan Goonie, huh?
I guess, yeah, the hunter's guitar. Doozan means hunter. Goonie means guitar. It's a hunter's guitar.
Wow.
I'm so happy I play at the stage, world stage, Billy Higgins place tonight. And I'm excited about that. So, with a great band. So Organic Notes.
All right. Yeah, I wish I was there. One of these days I'm going to be able to hang out with the marvelous David Arnett Cherry on one of his shows and performance. I've never seen you perform. You know,
when we were with our college buddies,
yeah. I saw you get it. But I mean your performance, your thing. I've never seen you do your thing. And I'm hoping one day I'll get to do that, y'all. I'll put it out in the atmosphere.
but we do have a couple of records together. That's funny that we never
well,
seen.
Well, you know, I think you've
like,
made.
That's
yeah,
funny, man.
Yeah. Made my he's not wild, and I've never seen you perform. Shame on you. But
it's coming.
It is.
I have to prepare. Okay. Go ahead.
It is a wonderful thing to be able to do that with you.
I know, but see, I have to prepare to be like the baddest of the baddest when you come. Give me some
you're
time.
The baddest of the baddest already,
because
man,
you're very,
you
know, the music I do is sometimes like, oh, what is that? And then with that Houston dialect, what is that?
Yeah, I think that is just my lack of education in that type of music. I don't know if I'll ever understand it. But there's ear for it. And then some of it I do. Some of it I like. It's not always. What's that? Some of it is, I like that. Because you know I love the piano. And you know I love anything that you have. Some of those are just so, what is the music? It's so, I don't want to say melancholy. I don't want to say that. I'm trying to think of the right word for it. It's just not coming to mind. But it's just a beautiful piece of music.
And
sometimes it's extremely simple. Maybe a piano and a flute, or just
something.
Maybe two instruments, just something.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful piece of music in the way it was arranged.
And the interesting thing for me, being at home in Los Angeles, I'm here in Watts in Los Angeles, and earthquake. I don't know, all these earthquakes is happening. But the interesting thing is that on the set tonight at the World Stage on the Burnt Park, it's like it's going to be three bishop people. One that came before me that hung out with Patrice, and he graduated in about 72. he's playing guitar. He's like a Jimi Hendrix kind of cat or something. And then I got Michael Graham, and then I have Michael Lee that was in alto sax section. So,
wow.
And then I'm, so with four of us that's playing.
It's a reunion.
And, yeah, yeah. And,
it is.
And how excited is that I am with that, you know? So that's another story we talk about later. But,
wow.
And then with you guys, I think what you told me that it's like thunderstorms and stuff there in your town.
Wow. I can hear. Can you hear me?
Yes, very clear.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was like saying something, and I didn't think you guys could hear me. Thank you. Well, you know, David, I was. Wanted to ask you about, now I'm staying on David today, y'all, because it's going to be a while that we're going to see him. He's going to be doing a lot of new things. He's going to be overseas. So we want to know his plans, even though we understand, you know, he's going to come back. He's our hometown boy. But every now and again, you know, he play it low, out, low and what I would say, humble. He's very humble, and he keeps a low key. But David is doing a lot of wonderful things. So I want to get back into what else is in store for you once you leave us here in the next couple of months. Let us know your business.
Well, you know, we have with you, we have a new record coming out, you know, if you understand, October. I'm not going to talk about that. But the record has evolved. So you're on the record, Organic Talk. I'm excited about your piece. And,
well, I haven't heard it, but this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, but when I go on the road, basically I'm looking for booking in Europe.
Okay.
So I have some meetings, and then I'm looking for young filmmakers, independent filmmakers, in Europe to do film and music or film and other stuff I'm trying to do. So I'm cool with that right now.
So you'll be, when you come back, you'll be able to give us some 411 on what your exploits came out of when you went over there and left us here all alone.
Because I need to get back. I'm doing some things, and you know my situation sometimes. So, I'm kind of excited in a way. I'm kind of scared, but then God has always said, "Hey, you know, do what you need to do," and He already worked it out.
Absolutely.
I love that, how He and how the Word. With pastor and stuff like that, said it's already worked out. So you just do what you need to do, and God is going to do that. So I'm
everything
excited
else.
About that.
Well, you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, good. And I know that you're going to be performing tonight, and your niece is also performing with you tonight. Is that correct?
Little Angie, she's a percussionist, and she's going to come with the stuff, right? But then I'm going to let she's from D.C. I mean, grew up in Compton, but then she went to D.C. So, but she liked the go-go beat, and that's a certain kind of beat that they was doing in the hip-hop go-go in D.C. It came out of D.C.
D.C.
So
I
she
love
knows
the
that.
Go-go beat. I love that.
Yeah, so I told the cats, she's playing with the best percussionists. And I told them, just let her start off. But she's so good on drumming.
I wish you could, you know, get a film of, I mean, can
you
record that and,
you know,
so I can hear it.
Yeah, you're going to get the audio and stuff like that.
I hope so.
I'm going to record the audio of the concert with all these cats.
It's going to be cool.
She's like excited. She's so excited. Like,
that is awesome.
Uncle, she called me Uncle. Uncle said, I can come and play the gig. I said, yeah.
So you're
going to have to do your thing, you know.
Right.
So
cool.
You're
going to
lead
like
off the stuff. Yeah.
Y'all
got to
follow her.
I'm gonna send it to you. Yeah. What they will. I don't have my percussion stuff. But let's get to some music and then get to some issues, my sister. Hummingbird. We on the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. And let's get to some more music and then we're gonna come back with some things. Hummingbird, she's bad. With issues.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way. It didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah.
And put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh, oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say, see, the devil is alive. No, I'm not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit.
Cause
he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up.
Hallelujah.
Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother,
she said, pray about
I talked to my pastor,
she said, pray about
but I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Listen to the Spirit, oh.
Tell me, can you hear it?
God's trying to tell you something.
people. Wow, wow, wow.
Organic Nation Listening Club, you got to listen.
Mm. Wow, that was a beautiful song. Who was that, Marvin Sapp?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, beautiful.
This is beautiful.
Beautiful. I was sitting there when I was listening to him. I was like, this is God trying to tell you something. That is good. Wow. Well, David, there's so much going on in the news. So, you know, surprised about a lot of things. But I think last week we dropped off with the concentration camp of everybody. Yeah. I was telling, we were looking at the fact that they show the face of Hispanics or Mexicans and everything, but they don't show the fact that they have Africans in there and Haitians, people of color in there. And I'm not trying to, let me first put this out here. I'm not trying to minimize the fact that what's going on with the Hispanics is deplorable, no worse than anybody else that's locked up in that camp. But, and I was saying how bad of it, of what you were going through in your country, that you know possibly you're going to be locked up like a criminal for doing nothing but trying to save yourself and your family and be separated from your children. And then I tried to correlate that back if you go back as far as slavery. This is, I mean, just think about it. I mean, that's exactly what they did to the Africans when they put them on that boat. You know, they start separating the kids. Well, what they did throughout the generations of Africans and their slave, as they were doing with slavery. Now, I know he says that he is doing that to keep the illegals out. And, you know, I'm on a fence with a lot of that because we do have maybe undesirables coming to our country that we're not, that's unsuspecting to us because of what they're, because they're running from the law in their country. You got to think about that, and you got to think of maybe, and then, because you know a lot of them will kill somebody or hurt somebody or do something and run back to their country where they don't have to be, you know, and where they can hide. And I'm not just talking about the Hispanics and Mexicans. I'm talking about everybody that's able to do that, do something here, and then flee back to their country. So I'm on the fence with that. But then if you see the things that they're saying that's happening in those camps, they're treated like criminals.
Yeah.
And would you, I guess maybe I should throw this question out there to you and whomever's listening. Are they criminals? If they're trying to get a better life, they are breaking the law because they didn't go through it the right way to get in here because they make it difficult now. Or they don't have the proceeds or whatever it is to take to get here legally, they don't have something that's stopping them. So that's what I'm asking. Do you think, is it illegal? What do you think? Is that illegal? And should they be treated like criminals?
I think that it's, I go with history. I love history and stuff like that. So I think that borders sometimes, the Western world put borders on people and stuff like that. So this whole system is built on borders. So passports, I don't know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm, you know, I kind of hate the system because people can move. Why can't they move to any place in the world? But it's borders. That's my statement.
Well, the only thing about that, which I understand, I think you should be able to be mobile any place. But like I was saying before, there are criminals that are moving around and running from that have the means to jump from country to country to get away create havoc in your country, and you're unsuspected of that person because. Then you wonder, why can't you go through the legal route to get into the United States legally? So I'm kind of, I'm caught on the fence with that, you know? I really am. I was thinking about that when I was talking about that last week, and I was thinking how sad it was to see the mother crying on it with her baby, because her baby hadn't had water or food for days, and she said the baby was dying, and they had, and they was being mistreated. Somebody, you know, everybody got a camera nowadays. You know, your phone is your camera now, so you're able to zoom in and talk to people where you probably wouldn't have been able to because of the technology. So, but I'm just thinking, and I didn't want it to seem like, oh, now it's a big deal for me because it's an African lady that was crying. No, I thought it was very sad when I seen the Mexicans crying and the mothers and children being separated from their families. I thought it was a travesty then. There's no difference. I'm not looking at the color. I'm looking at the situation. And so I'm trying to be as equal and fair as possible to understand. I do understand the reasoning in some instance on why that, not the camp, but the deterrent of some people to get into the country, because some of them are bringing in the wrong stuff. We just be out there just wrong. And they, the reason why they leaving their country is because they done did so much there, everybody looking for them over there. So they figure they jump ship, come on over here and create havoc. And some people are running away for their lives. And how do we distinguish the two? Are we not still the country that opens our arms to help those that are in despair from a country that are persecuting them? Or now we the persecutor? See? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, good. That's very good, homie. Wow.
You know, I just...
Yeah. Food for thought out there on the Organic Nation.
It is very much so.
Food for thought.
But I'm, you know, I just wish, you know, if we could, in a perfect world, that would be a way that you could allow these refugees and those people that are running from war and all of those painful things, starvation, disease, and coming over here. But then, you know, that would be a way that they could come in and be saved and helped. And then we're able to have the substance and everything for them to intake them. But we're not in a perfect world. And unfortunately, we don't even have enough for the people that we have here. So, like I said before, I'm caught on the fence because I want to stick out my hand and help. But we're already over here looking like we need some help. So it's just, wow.
That's a good point right there. You know, if you don't take care of your people, how are you going to help other people? And they put it in the mindset that, okay, you know, it's like, okay, these people coming over here and we afraid of these people. But then you're not taking care of, you know, you're not taking care of your own people.
Yeah. So how can you, you in a situation that people are coming that need help, and you are a country that is known to have their arms open for helping, but in that process, what have you created? You've created an overloaded human resource problem where we have a lot of, I don't want to say illegal aliens, but a lot of them are over here getting social services of the people that are from here, that's from the country. And I'm not saying don't take care of those people, but where do you draw the line? Is there a stoppage of an intake? And what happens now? Your people that's been here that needs assistance aren't able to get the assistance. It is amazing how it's a twofold situation, and the way you look at things when you are in the position where you see that we're not able to, we can't even help ourselves. We got children on the street that's starving, that's from here, from America, that was born here, generations of their family was born here, and they're homeless. They're homeless. They can't get any help from welfare or food stamps and things of that sort. You know, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that You know, you think about all of this, you wonder why all these things are happening at this particular time. You understand why people are coming here, but do they not know the situation they're going to find themselves in when they get here? And still, I go right back to that original question I had.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. I go back to the original question I had. How
you have to make your last statement because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be months.
So, I mean,
well,
no,
I
that's
thank you,
very good. Well, I love what you just said. And Organic Nation Listening Club, you're hearing Hummingbird and issues and stuff like that. And she just dropped the bomb. Parliament dropped the bomb. Okay, go ahead. You got
a
minute, stuff like that.
I'm going to do it really quick. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Hopefully you'll come back in September when David returns from his escapades and he'll be able to tell us what he did. I appreciate you guys listening to our rambling and have a wonderful weekend.
With the earthquakes over here.
Yeah, buddy.
You guys get thunderstorms and stuff.
Wow.
But okay, here we go. Music. Check it out. If it's going to play. Not playing. Oh, it's about to play. It's for you. A Hummingbird. Birds.
Sunday come. My trouble gone. As soon as it gets here, I'll have a new song. Well, Jesus will soon.